Welcome to the Family Fix. I'm your host, Shannon Ican, Lady Battle, and welcome to the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solution, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path with your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. Thank you for joining us today. On today's episode, we will be talking about how to deal with difficult people. It's always a challenge when you're trying to be nice and people come along your path and they disrupt your momentum because they start being very mean and very ugly. And we don't want those type of people around us. We would like to get far away from them. But what happens when you live with them? What happens when you work with them? What happens when they are your closest family or friends? You have to find a way to be able to escape those challenges without losing your mind or bumping up their heads. And in order to do that, we must get to a place where we identify what about that person irks our last nerve. So today I want to give you just some strategies that will help you be able to recenter your focus so it doesn't become a problem that disrupts the path for your day, the course for your journey, or gives you any unnecessary time that you have to spend thinking about how that person is getting on your everlasting nerve. As a therapist, I see so many different cases where people are consistently battling how to deal with toxic relationships. And sometimes a person can be difficult and it doesn't necessarily make them toxic, but it does make them an intruder in your mental space. It makes you want to distance from them. It makes you want to find the closest exit door so you can bounce out without having to be in their path. Because people sometimes just project their own insecurities on the people that are around them, particularly if they have a position that gives them a higher level of authority than that which you may work in the job setting. So I just want to let you know that if you are working and this person is just causing you to have to do extra work, they're causing you to happen to second guess your skills, and if you're doing the right job, you may need to start asking yourself, okay, what can I do to get a handle on this situation? It's not uncommon for anyone at any level to experience difficult people, particularly in the work setting. And we have to come to the point where we figure out, okay, what am I going to do with this? If it's a female, what am I going to do with this chick? Because either I'm going to walk off this job or I'm going to lose my job. And you don't want to lose your job, because then how you going to feed them kids at home and how you going to pay them bills? Because Bill is in relationship with everybody on this planet unless you're homeless. So you have to figure out, okay, what is it that I need to do so that I can sustain a productive livelihood while I'm here at this job until I can find something else? And with today's economy, you might need to hold on to what you got, because it may not be so easy to slide into something else that fast. Nevertheless, difficult people, they are always just going to be that thorn in your flesh. They are going to be that fly that won't get out of your ears or stop landing on you while you're trying to sit and chill on your porch. They are always going to be that nagging child that is always hungry and can never get full when you're trying to go to sleep. So, what do you do? There are some several options that I would like to give you that would be able to help you to at least calm your circumstances so that you can have some level of peace, some level of clarity in your mind that will help bring you back to focus where you don't have to feel disrupted. You don't have to have this lax nagging compulsion about getting up to go to work because you have to deal with this one individual. Isn't it funny how you could probably work in a large company, so many people, but it's just this one person that always causes a disruption to your day? They are the one that always finds a way to find you, even if you try to hide in the break room. And it's unnecessary. You're trying to figure out, okay, why is this person in my life? Why are they so eager to try to scout me out? What is it about me that I've done to them? Well, that's a good question, because oftentimes it may have not been anything that you've done, but it may be something that is about you that reminds them about themselves and brings out an insecurity. So when the person is insecure, they are going to be very uncomfortable. So to deal with that discomfort, which a lot of people don't like to be uncomfortable, they're going to make sure that they can kind of bully a situation to give them some power and control. And if they know that they can get under your skin and get on your last nerve, guess what? You've given them some strength to deal with their own personal insecurity. Although it's an unhealthy way of dealing with the situation, they find that very plausible to be able to deal with waking up every day and looking at that ugly person in the mirror. And I don't mean ugly in the sense of like, don't put your picture on the cover of a magazine ugly. I mean ugly in the sense of character, personality, the type of person that no one wants to be around or deal with. Heck, their own family don't even want to deal with them. So they come to work and they project those insecurities, those types of places that cause them their own pain, and they want to make somebody else suffer for what they cannot solve within their own lives. So if this is happening to you, let me give you a couple of tips. Let the person know. Establish your boundary really quick in the beginning, because if you keep giving them passes and make permission for them to cut you down, slander you, then they're going to be eager to do it and they're going to get more aggressive with it. So find a way that you can go ahead and let them know, look, you need to just back off, you know, when you're approaching me this way. You can ask them if there's anything that they might want to discuss with you on a side note, and see if there's something else that's going on with them. Maybe it is something that you could have said or done early in the relationship or when they first met you that caused them to have some slightness towards you, which is indicating why they might be having these issues with you. So communication is always effective, but it's going to be very challenging to communicate with people who have unhealthy communication patterns and they don't know how to do, like I tell my kids, use your words. Words are so effective. Words are very powerful, but very few people, they just want to just, you know, I guess act like an anime character or something and just act it out. But we need to open our mouth and we need to talk, because talking is good for the soul. It helps us to free ourselves and get that load off of our mind. And another suggestion that I would like to pose to you is to talk with a supervisor or manager. If it's getting out of control and is causing you to have a disruption in your work and it's interfering with your ability to complete tasks, you definitely need to get someone else involved. So then that way you have a neutral third party person that can come in and possibly give you all some guidance and be able to help you to mediate the situation so that you can have a more peaceful day when you come to work. The third thing is to pray about it. You pray that the Lord removes them from that position and that He does it quickly and that they find another job so that you don't have to deal with them. I understand that a lot of this is a test of your faith, but sometimes we just have to recognize that that is just an area that it just gets on your everlasting nerves. You got the faith to believe that God can move mountains. So guess what? Let him see how that faith works in you to move that person out of that position. I am so glad that you took this time to listen today to The Family Fix. I hope that we can continue this conversation. And if you've liked this broadcast, please share it with your friends. Share it with people that you know. Ask them to chime in, and you're welcome to have after conversation with me. Go to my website, www.familyfixpodcast.com, and we can continue on with the conversation. I'm here for you because your problem becomes my problem, and we're going to figure it out and how to learn how to fix it together. Until we meet again next week, you guys be blessed, be focused, and stay consistent. Don't get off path because someone tries to knock you off your journey, because it belongs to you. And enjoy your best life today, tomorrow, and the rest of the week. Bye.